All right. Good morning, everybody. Everybody find their place. Good to see you. I hope everybody's doing good on this first day of spring. Amen. That's beautiful outside. Just looking forward to these. Hope we have spring. I hope we don't go straight from this to summer, but it's beautiful outside. So good to be on the inside, too. Amen. I hope you come looking for a blessing today. I hope you have got a bulletin. I do want to encourage you to get a bulletin. The announcements, of course, are in there, but our prayer list is in there, of course, as well. Again, all of our services, most of you probably already know those, be back this evening. Prayer rooms at 5:45, service will be at 6. And then, Lord willing, we'll have Wednesday night service. I apologize for the call out Wednesday. I thought I was over, but it wasn't over, so we decided we just canceled service. But thank you for the prayers there. We do have a deacons meeting this afternoon, 4:30, so deacons do remember that. Revival, 4th, 5th, and 6th of April. It's just a couple of weeks away. Brother James Knox will be with us at 7 o'clock each evening. And then also we need some help in the children's church. So if the Lord lay that on your heart to help out there, we could use your help in children's churches. So, amen. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll start out with some singing, and then we'll get into the message. Father, we sure love you. Sure thank you for the good day. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to us, Lord. And God, we do thank you, Lord, for being able to come to church today, God. Not just being able, but, Lord, just wanting to come to church today. I thank you, Lord, for, Lord, your spirit that leads and guides. Lord, we sure need you this morning, Lord. I pray, God, that you'll bless this time of singing, God, this time of fellowshipping. Lord, I pray, God, Lord, that you bless the service today, Lord, and we'll give you the praise, honor, and glory for it all. For us in Christ's name we do pray. Amen. All right, grab a hymnal this morning.
Okay, let's grab a hymnal. Stand up. Turn to number 55. Number 55. We all get to heaven. I hope we can all say that. We all get to heaven. Here we go. We'll sing the first, second, the last verse. Here we go. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. All right, on the last verse. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. All right. Turn over to number 26. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've been doing this for, help me, honey, how long has it been? 95 was when I started doing this, 1995, so that's been whatever that is. I can't do math while I'm sitting up here. 27 years, all right. 27 years, I have never led this song. I know it. I don't know that we have never sung it as a congregation. I don't know if we did before that. That's before my time, so I'm not sure. But, so, that being said, we'll see how this goes. How many knows this song? I saw it this morning. I was like, you know what? I haven't heard that song in a long time. So we'll sing it. I think we'll... We'll try to go all four verses. We'll just see how this goes. Like I said, when it's a new one that I've never done before, I'm always a little nervous. All right, so here we go. I will sing of my Redeemer and His wondrous love for me. On the cruel cross He suffered, from the curse He set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save. In His boundless love and mercy, He the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, His triumphant power I'll tell. How the victory He giveth over sin and death and hell. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. On the last one, here we go. I will sing of my Redeemer and His heavenly love to me. He from death to life hath brought me, Son of God with Him to be. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. Amen. I worry more about the words, getting the right words, than I can't see up here. So, all right, you can be seated.
Amen. I knew the course of that one. I didn't have a book, so I couldn't hit many of the verses, but I enjoyed the song, though. Amen. He's worthy of being sung about. Amen. We've been blessed, truly, truly blessed. Just real quickly, do remember all those on the prayer list and our bulletin, of course, but greatest need of all is to pray for the lost. This world is wrapping things up, I really believe. I don't know when the Lord's coming back. I just know He is. But I do know people are dying every day. And most of them, I'm afraid, are dying lost. But do pray the Lord help us to be that light and salt, to reach out to this world. Do pray for the church and these here. Remember our missionaries, of course, continue to pray for them. My daughter told me of a missionary over at Currytown, out of Currytown Baptist Church. And I might say their name's wrong, but I think it's the Berge family, maybe like that. They're out of South Africa. Found out this week that the wife and their 17-year-old son has come back to the States. He was diagnosed with stage 4 or something, some type of cancer. So do just pray for that family. I think there's they have 8 children, if I remember right. Nathaniel's his name. So just pray. I know God's able, but I know it's tough. Of course, if it was our children, of course, but again, that's a missionary, and they're trying to do a work in South Africa, and they've had to come back here. So just pray for the needs there, of course. Do remember our revival. Pray for Brother Knox. That's 2 weeks away. So I hope you'll be praying. Hope you'll be here those evenings. Just looking for a great time there. Continue to pray for Miss Rose, Brother Melvin, and Miss Linda there. Good to see Brother Hunting again today. Continue to pray for them, of course. Brother Poplin, still recovering from his knee surgery. Brother George has made it back, so we'll continue to pray for him. And again, do pray for Brother Derek, still trying to get some surgery worked out there. And boy, do you believe God does miracles? I got a phone call this week. What's funny about getting a phone call? I get them hundreds a day. I got a phone call this week that the doctors have found out that Miss Verna is normal. So, I told her she might need to get a new doctor. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, you might want a second opinion, Brother Russell said. No, Miss Verna has some tests this week. She called her text. I remember said everything was normal. I was like, I didn't know that could be. So, we love you, Miss Verna. All right, let's pray, and Brother Russell's going to come and sing. Father, we sure love you. Sure, thank you for the good day again. Thank you, Lord, for answering prayer. God, we thank you, Lord, that we can cast our cares upon you today. And Lord, there are needs this morning. There's no doubt about it, Lord. And God, we just want to lay them at your feet, God, knowing, trusting, believing, God, that you're able to do exceedingly above anything that we could ever ask or think, Lord. And God, we just pray again today, God, that you'll manifest yourself in this service, Lord, and we'll give you the praise, honor, and glory for it all. For it's in your precious holy name we pray. Amen.
This is one of those old songs. I think Gary Blackburn used to sing this years and years and years ago. And so I've always liked this song. So just pray. There waits for me a glad tomorrow, where gates of pearl swing open wide. And when I've passed this veil of sorrow, I'll dwell upon the other side. Someday, beyond the reach of mortal ken, someday, God only knows just where and when, the wheels of mortal life shall all stand still, and I shall go to dwell on Zion's hill. Someday I'll hear the angels singing beyond the shadow of the tomb, and all the bells of heaven ringing while saints are singing home sweet home. Someday beyond the reach of mortal ken, someday God only knows just where and when, the wheels of mortal life shall all stand still, and I shall go to dwell on Zion's hill. Someday the dark clouds will be rifted, and all the night of gloom be past, and all of life's burdens will be lifted. The day of rest shall dawn at last. Someday beyond the reach of mortal ken, someday God only knows just where and when, the wheels of mortal life shall all stand still, and I shall go to dwell on Zion's hill.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Amen. I know for a fact there's going to be a where and a when one of these days. Could be today. Amen. And as I said before, I don't think it'd be any better place to go is from church. Amen. It'd be nice if the Lord just call us right out of here today. And he could. He might. Who knows? But I hope you're ready to go. That's the main thing this morning. All right. Take your Bible to the book of Jonah. The book of Jonah this morning. When it comes to Bible stories, I'm going to say that Noah's Ark and Jonah is probably the top two that we teach our little ones. Of course, it's not just a story, it's real. Great lessons to be learned in this book of Jonah. And we're basically going to hit all four chapters this morning as we... Some of you already got depressed when I say that. Discouraged, downhearted, defeated. But... Jonah, the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 1, if you found your place, and you can and you would, let's stand together as we read this wonderful book out of honor and reverence to the Word of God. Jonah chapter 1 this morning. Again, most of us are familiar with the story in itself, but we do want to get us a foundation to build upon. Chapter 1, verse 1 says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." Father, we ask once again your blessings on this time together. God, I pray, Lord, that you just open our hearts, our eyes this morning, God. We sure need revival. God, we sure need a stirring. God, we need just a good touch of God this morning, Lord, and we'll sure thank you for that. Lord, if there would be somebody this morning that would be lost here today, I pray, God, that the Holy Ghost has already begun to work in that heart, Lord. I pray for our young folk this morning, our children's churches this morning, God, that you just bless there in their time. And Lord, just continue to help us in these days to shine. God, help us to be that light. And we'll thank you. We'll praise you for all you do. For it's in your name we do pray. Amen. You can be seated this morning. Got about four or five things this morning, point-wise, we want to bring out to you this morning. And it's very simple, nothing new. But it's always good, I believe, to get things back into our mind. The very first thing, again, we know this story, but the very first thing I want us to look at this morning is the call. As we've read in these verses here this morning, verse number 1, it says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah." And I want to say this morning, as we sit here this morning, I'm thankful for the call of God. I'm thankful this morning that God is not dead, that God is not silent, that God is speaking, that God is alive, that God is wanting something out of every one of us this morning, and God still speaks, I believe, in a loud voice. I know He still has that still voice, that small still voice, but I'm thankful they can outspeak, amen, my deepest times. I'm glad this morning the call of God is so real this morning that man can understand, even a lost man this morning can hear the call of God. Three things on that call this morning. The very first one this morning, I believe, is the most important call. Look over in the book of John, chapter 7. John chapter 7 this morning. I'll say I lost my glasses already. John chapter 7 this morning. Look in verse number 37. John 7, 37. The Bible says this. "In the last days, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." The very first call, just as God spoke to Jonah, the Bible says the Lord spoke to Jonah, and Jonah heard the call of God. I'm thankful for the day that I, as a 13-year-old boy at Vacation Bible School in a little old church in Harmony, North Carolina, I heard the same call of God, a call of salvation, as we read here this morning. Jesus there in that last days. And I'm glad today I can say even in these last days that God is still calling for men, women, boys, and girls to come unto Him for a drink, a taste of that living bread, that call of salvation. And this morning, if you've never answered that call, can I say once again, I'm thankful that God can still speak to your heart today. And this morning, we might say, well, I am saved, but you ought to thank God that God called upon you one day. And I'm thankful today it wasn't just me. I'm glad today that I know that the Lord Jesus Christ has died for this world, that this isn't a certain color call. It wasn't some nation call. It was a whosoever will call. And this morning, God spoke to Jonah. He called Jonah. And I'm thankful that God is still calling people unto salvation. Look over in Romans chapter 12 this morning. We'll see the second call. Romans chapter 12. Not only does God call and still is calling for men and women to be saved, but after salvation, there's another call that comes, and we find it here in Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1. The Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Again, with the call of salvation, and I remember it so clearly the day in my mind, I can think back just to that spot when I heard and answered the call of God into salvation. I'm glad with that call of salvation comes a call, as we find here. God calls us to be a living sacrifice. And I know today it seems like so many people, that word is so foreign. Now today we don't sacrifice goats and lambs like they did in the Old Testament, that covering of sin. I'm thankful today because of the cross, because of the blood. It isn't a covering, it's a washing away of sin. But today God is still calling for us to sacrifice. We today are so almost say blessed, but it's almost we're so spoiled. We have been given so much. But today, people don't want to sacrifice hardly anything. God has given us the greatest gift of all. God has been so good to you and I. God has blessed me beyond measure. But God is calling you and I to sacrifice. To be not just a sacrifice, but a living sacrifice. Could you sacrifice a little of your time to knock on your neighbor's door? Could you sacrifice a little bit of time to be a witness at the workplace? God's not asking much out of us, to be honest with you. But God wants us. God's calling us to die to ourselves and let God use us. So God calls us into this salvation. He calls us to be this living sacrifice. And again, I don't believe any of us have sacrificed much when it comes to the cause of Christ. So God called Jonah. God is calling us unto salvation. God is calling us unto sacrifice. Look over in the book of 1 Samuel. It sort of goes along with the sacrifice that we just mentioned, but 1 Samuel 12:1 maybe when you think of sacrifices is, you know, I got to sacrifice that $1 bill that you put in the bucket back there for offering. You know what you've, and again, this isn't about tithes and offerings, but I wonder if we could sacrifice a little bit of our entertainment. If we could sacrifice a little bit of our luxuries to do a little bit more for God. There's people willing. There's people wanting to do something for God. They're just needing somebody to say, hey, I'll help. There's some sacrifice. And look here in 1 Samuel chapter 12. The Bible says in verse number 24, the third calling I believe that we have this morning is found here. Only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things He hath done for you. God is calling unto salvation. God is calling unto sacrifice. But as I've already alluded to, there's a call for somebody to say, here am I, as Isaiah did. There's a call to service. Today we need some people, and I am so, again, you gotta be careful today with news. There's so much propaganda, not just from overseas. Our own country throws out so much propaganda. But I am still so encouraged by what little bit I think is true that I hear about the nation of Ukraine, as their people are fighting, as they're standing for the truth and their right to have. I saw a thing yesterday, I think it was, I was sitting there, scrolling through some stuff, and it was a man and woman. Their home has already been hit twice. And the man says, I'm not leaving. He says, if I have to die here, I'll die here. I like that, amen. I like somebody that says, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not swayed by anybody else. I don't care what everybody else is doing. I'm going to stand my ground, and I'm going to serve our country. So there is a call to salvation. There is a call of service. But here we find that God is telling us to serve Him. Because again, look at it. He says there, serve Him in truth with all your heart. Now, for consider. How much considering you've been doing? How great things He hath done for you. Y'all, preacher, but I got this problem, and I got that problem, and I got this. We all got that. But I can say one thing this morning, no matter what my this or that is, God's greater. Amen. And God's been good to me, and God's been good to you. And this morning, God is calling. I wonder this morning, when's the last time you heard Him? When's the last time you heard the call of God? If you can't answer that question real quickly, maybe you need to clean your ears out. Maybe you need to wake up and see why you're not hearing. I got tickled yesterday. We've got the cows so trained. My wife says they're spoiled. Spoiled and trained. I can call them. And they'll come running. But now, I don't even have to call them. They see us. And they come a running. Groceries. They relate to us. But they've considered. It's bad when a cow does more than a man would do. They've considered what I've been doing for them. So they come hungry. To get something else. I love to hear the call of God. Let me say this. When I was a boy, preteen, I was so scared that my grandpa would get up and leave me before I got there. We just lived down the road just a little bit. So I would get up early and walk to their house and be sitting in their carport waiting for the light to come on. I wonder if I've ever done that for God. I wonder if I've ever just went to the doorway of God and just sat there waiting for God to speak. I believe I ought to. So we find back in Jonah, go back there if you will, to the book of Jonah. We find the call of God there in verses 1 and 2. But with every call, just as in the call of Jonah, there's a choice. God called. God's calling you. He's calling you to salvation. He's calling you to sacrifice. He's calling you to serve. But with every call, cell phones. I probably don't answer as many calls as I do answer. Why? Because 99% of the time, if I don't see a name with a number, I don't answer it. Because there's somebody wanting to sell me something. But if you call me, leave a message, I'll get back. See, I have a choice to either answer the call or to ignore the call. You have the same choice when it comes to the call of God. God will call, I promise you. He will be right on time, I promise you. But just because God calls doesn't mean you make the right choice. Jonah made the wrong choice. Look here this morning. Verse number 3 says, but Jonah rose up to flee from Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Jonah, God spoke to, God called him to serve, God called him to go and do something for the cause of Christ. God called him specifically to go to that great place of Nineveh. Now I want you to understand, there's a lot of time people call me and I have no idea why they called me. Maybe they just wanted to be talking to, I don't know. I'm very direct usually. If I have something I need to ask or say, I'll ask and say and then talk to you later. Bye. I don't have much into the hours of conversation. I was telling a friend of mine this week, his wife was doing something. I said, well, I tell my wife this, and she'll agree. I do this. Sometimes I have to stop her mid-sentence and tell her, just give me what you want me to know. I don't need the story. Just tell me what I need to know. When God calls you, it's on purpose. When God called me unto salvation, it was because He knew that I was lost and I was undone. When God calls me for sacrifice, God knows that I need to die to my old ways and go with Christ in the new ways. When God calls to serve, it's not just, hey, join up, we'll find something for you to do. No, God has a job, just as He did for Jonah here. God had a job for him to do. Now I want you to understand this morning, that your choice, and this is something, listen to me, this is something I don't think most of us ever think about. Your choice don't just affect you. Your choice affects multitudes. Jonah's choice, of course, affected Jonah. It's sad to know that he was trying to flee the presence of God. Your choice, when you choose to obey or disobey, is really the same choice that Jonah's making. Because when you choose to disobey, you're choosing to try to be away from the presence of God. So we find not only is it a choice that affected Jonah, but it affected others, and we'll see that in just a moment. But I want to show you one thing about choices. Notice here again in verse number 3. It says, but Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship. Can I tell you this morning, with every choice, there'll be a ship. There'll be a way that you can get out of this thing. There'll be something that tells you that, hey, you don't have to do what God tells you to do. There's a different way that you can go. So this morning, when it comes to choices, there's only two. Yes or no. With God, without God. So we find the call of God. We find the choice here that was put before Jonah. But with every choice, again, with every call, there's a choice. With every choice, there's a consequence. Do you ever count the cost on your choices? Notice here, the Bible says there in verse number 3 again, it says, "But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish." Notice, so he paid the fare. Your choice will cost you if you disobey the call of God. If you disobey the call of God unto salvation, guess what? It's going to cost you eternity in a place called hell. If you disobey the call of God for sacrifice, your choice is going to cost. You're going to pay a fare because you're choosing to go with your flesh rather than walking with God. I promise you, it will cost you. If you make a choice and not answer the call to God's service, it will cost you. You'll pay the fare, as Jonah did here. But not only does it cost Jonah, but notice who else it costs. Look over in verse number 12. We won't take time to read those verses in between, but we know that Jonah here disobeyed God. We know that Jonah got upon that ship trying to get away from God. We know that when Jonah got out there, that the storm, that God caused a storm to come upon them. But this here consequence, look here in verse number 12. It says, "And he said unto them," being those ones that were on the ship with him, "Take me up, cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea become unto you." Now notice these next words. "For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you." But do we know that this morning? Do we know that when we make the wrong choice, it costs us? We'll pay that fare. But not only do you and I have to pay, but there'll be others that will pay as well. When you make the wrong choice, your children will probably have to pay. Your grandchildren will have to pay. Your wife, your spouse, whatever it might be. You will be causing grief not only to you, and oh yeah, you'll pay the fare. But the choices you make have an effect on so many others. And Jonah here recognizes that what he has done has caused a great storm, not only in his life, but in the lives of these other men. So this morning, how will you answer the call? God's calling. You're going to make a choice. You're going to make it. You've already made one today. Or two, or three. The right choices, it blesses you and others. The wrong choices will hurt you and others. So we find the call, the choice, the consequences. But thank God there's another part that we find here in this story. I see the call, I see the choice, I see the consequences. But what a great picture of the character of our God. What do you mean, preacher? As we find here in these verses, and again, we don't have time to read the whole book of Jonah, but we know that Jonah heard the call. We know that Jonah made a choice to not go with God, to go against God, and to flee from God. We know that God prepared, as he had that ship there that Jonah got on, he went out into sea, and we know the consequences of his wrong choice. But when we get here in the next part of the story, God showed forth. Thank God for this. Another opportunity. What do you mean? We know here in these verses that God prepared a great fish. Do you know that God put some things in our lives that's prepared for us? to help you and I to be right with God. There's a great thought that I was looking at. When you look in the book of Jonah, there's four things that God prepared. See, aren't you glad this morning that God's looking ahead? I'm glad we serve a God that's not up in heaven thinking, oh no, what's Putin going to do? I tell you exactly what Putin's going to do. Whatever God tells him to do. Whatever the plan of God is, that will happen. It's not in the hands of some government. It's not in the hands of some dictator. It is God that's in control this morning. But this morning, aren't you glad this morning? Because I, maybe not you, but I have not always heeded to the call of God. I've not always said, yes, Lord, here am I. But God's character is not to say, I'm done with you. God's character is to continue to work with you and to continue to call you and continue to put things in your life, try to get you where you need to be. Look over. I didn't tell you the four things. Four things you find in the book of Jonah that God prepared. He prepared the fish, the great fish. Chapter 4, you find three others. He prepared a gourd. He prepared a worm. And he prepared a vehement wind. All of those things were prepared for one person. They were prepared to get Jonah where he needed to be. This morning, God's calling you. The best choice you'll be is, yes, Lord, here am I. But if you make their own choice, let me tell you, there's mercy and grace when it comes to God. Look over in 2 Peter real quickly. Second Peter chapter 3 this morning. There's a word here in verse number 9 of chapter 3 that I can read it, I can somewhat understand it, but I sure can't measure it. Look here. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise. But, or as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. God, in who God is, doesn't have to be long-suffering. He could choose to give us what we deserve. But God chooses long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. See, this morning when God calls, and He does, and when we make a choice, then we will, and when there's consequences with that choice, and there are, thank God when we mess up, God isn't done. Amen. I'm thankful today that God calls, and He calls, and He called, and He called. Oh, I believe there is a time when God quits. I believe there comes a place in every person's life that you're going to tell God no enough, that God says, you've made your choice. But I'm glad this morning, just as we find here in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 9, just as we find here in the book of Jonah, God showed forth mercy. God showed forth His grace. And God showed forth His long suffering to Jonah and to us today. How many times has God called and you've not listened? You know what I'm talking about. I'm thankful, though, that we see the character of God. So we see the call, the choice, the consequent. We see the character of God. And then, last of all, this morning, there's always a highlight when you come to God, I believe. God called. Jonah made a choice. Jonah paid for that choice. It cost him. Not only costed Jonah, but it costed those men. But I believe it also costed the work at Nineveh. What more could have been done? And there was a great revival, a great move of God. But what more could have been done if I'd have listened to God
quicker.
But the last thing we find here in these verses, back in the book of Jonah, is there's a change. Thank God for the change. Jonah was heading the wrong way. Jonah was going down the wrong path. Jonah had made the wrong choice. But God, long suffering, put Jonah in a place that Jonah found out what he should have done. Verse number 2, or chapter number 2, verse 1. Jonah 2:1 says, then Jonah prayed. Maybe that's where you and I should be here just a little bit. Maybe we ought to be praying. God, I didn't make the right choice. God, thank you for continuing to call. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine afflictions unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas, into the floods, compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Boy, that sounds like a fun place, don't it? That's where I want to be, don't you? When Jonah could have been over there in Nineveh serving God, here he's down in the belly of a whale. Now I know, some of you educated folks might say, oh, that can't ever be. You don't know my God. And to be honest with you, I know this happened to Jonah, but there's also, I believe, a great picture here of Christ. Christ spent some days in where? Hell for you. Waters, verse 5, can pass me about, even to the soul, the depth, or verse 4. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. He's changing, isn't he? He was looking to get away from God, and God got him to the place where he changed his view. Instead of trying to look away from God, now he's trying to see God and trying to get with God and thank God for the change. And we know the story. He went from being away from God for serving God, and we know that great fish spit him up on the beach. And Jonah went to Nineveh, and God, through Jonah, did a great work. Look over to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4, look at verse number 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Verse 20. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as truth in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversations the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Boy, I remember the day when God called me for salvation. Oh, I was religious. Carried a King James Bible. Dressed the right part. Knew what to say. Knew when to stand. Knew when to sit. But boy, I remember the day when God called me unto salvation. Oh, He called me before. But I didn't heed. But I remember the day that God called and I said, yes, Lord. Amen. And He saved me. Yes, and He changed me. I'm different. Amen. I remember when God called me to to sacrifice. I mean, He's still calling me to sacrifice. I remember when God called me and to serve, and He's still calling us and to serve. But not all my choices have been right. And only eternity will tell the true consequences of my choices. Her story, I'll make this real quick, about choices. This man got saved and was fairly on fire for God. This was back in the 80s probably. You remember when everybody was doing the what would Jesus do things? I think that was 80s. Maybe it was 90s. I don't remember. That was a fad at one time. Even lost people thought it was cool and would wear that what would Jesus do thing. But this young man truly got saved. Truly wanted to do what Christ would want him to do. He bought a bracelet that had that what would Jesus do on it. And he just prayed that God would have somebody ask him what that meant. So he could open that door to talk to that person about what Christ had done in his life. He even asked the church to pray that God would open up opportunities that he could tell somebody what Jesus would do and had done. One day, the place this young man worked needed him to go over into Mexico for a business trip. He was going with three or four other guys. He told his pastor, he says, please pray for me for safety, but also that I would be able to witness for Christ. As he was there in Mexico, and again, when you're around people that are lost, a lot of times they'll mock you and make fun of you. This young man tried his best to stay away from the carousing and the bars and all that stuff that these other guys that he was with was doing. But on the last day, the guys really got on to him. Says, come on, man, we've been out here for a week and you've not done anything. Come on out with us and have a good time. This young man says, well, you know, nobody would ever know. So he decides to go out to the bar and have a good time with his buddies. Made a choice. There was a bad fight, broke out in the bar, and the police came to start arresting people, and this young man got arrested. He was sitting in the back of a police car, and there was a young Mexican police officer looked at him and said, sir, what does that bracelet mean? The young man said he just wept because he'd been asking God to open a door. He'd been asking God to use him. And now God had put him in that place. But instead of being there telling him what Jesus done, he was in the back seat of a police car telling him what flesh will do. See, there's consequences to our choices. God's calling. You're going to make a choice. Your choice is going to have consequences. But thank God this morning, listen, I can't go back and fix the things that I didn't do right, and neither can you. Jonah couldn't turn around and go back and say, I'll just serve God. The consequences had already happened. But Jonah had to run a path that was so much harder than if he just said yes. But in the end, God gave him another opportunity. And Jonah looked up out of that belly's well and looked towards God and told God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And God put him back on his path. And Noah, or Jonah went over and did a great work for the cause of Christ. This morning, that same scenario is happening every day in our lives. The question is, how are you going to answer the call? Let's stand together. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed this morning. Nobody's looking around. God's calling. Do you hear Him? Maybe He's here this morning calling you about your salvation. Is He saying, come unto me? Come, take a drink of this living water. Come, receive the gift that I've given for you. Maybe He's calling you this morning to sacrifice, to die to your old flesh, to live for Christ. Maybe God's calling you this morning for service. Maybe God's calling you to go give somebody a gospel tract, knock on a door. Maybe God's calling you into service for preaching or for missionary work. God calls. But what is your choice? Let me say this. Anything besides yes is no. You can say, well, I'm not going to make a decision today. You just made one. The answer was no. He's calling. Brother Russell, if you will, sing a verse or two. If God's spoken to your heart this morning, maybe you ought to make the right choice. Come.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. See on the portals, He's waiting and watching. Watching for you and for me. Come home. Come home, ye who are weary, come home.
Maybe you've answered the call the wrong way. You're going down the wrong path.
Earnestly,
God's calling you,
tenderly,
come home. God's calling you,
Jesus
turn around.
Is calling, calling, oh sinner, come.
Let's sing one more verse this morning.
Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not His mercies, mercies for you and for me? Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home.
This afternoon, tomorrow, the next day, when God calls you to hand out a tract, would you? You'll make a choice. When God calls you to pray, or when God calls you to serve, will you listen? You'll make a choice. I hope you make the right ones. Let's don't forget about services tonight. I hope you'll be back. Do remember all of our prayer requests. Hope you have a good afternoon. Deacons, don't forget, deacons meet this afternoon at 4:30. And I hope to see all of you back this evening. So, all right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we sure thank you once again for the opportunity one more time just to stand in this place and preach the gospel. Lord, thank you, Lord, for just being able to be a servant, Lord, this morning, God. And Lord, I just pray, God, that you'd help each one of us to let you examine us, Lord, as the psalmist said, examine me, O Lord. God, help us to see if we're heading in the right or the wrong ways. God, help us to open our ears that we could hear. And Lord, we just ask you again, God, to continue to let us serve in such a way, God, it would be pleasing unto you. And we'll thank you and we praise you. For it's in your precious name we do pray. Amen. God bless you. Take care. Hope to see you tonight.